from Black Club Chicago. Seamus Toomey joins us with extremely local news. Seamus, this sounds like a great show about Mike Royko. Tell us about this.
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, there's a new one-man show coming out starting Thursday, all about Mike Royko. It's going to be at the Chopin Theater in Wicker Park, right there on Division. It's a great little theater on what they used to call the Polish Triangle, and it's being put on. It goes back to the 70s, and it just details some of the power and influence and personality of Mike Royko, the legendary columnist. A gentleman by the name of Mitchell Bischoff is doing all the work up on stage, and he's getting pretty good reviews. It's being produced by Lisey Goranson from Evanston, known for her role as Becky on both the Roseanne and the Connors. And she said that her parents grew up reading Royko around the kitchen table, and he was really a fixture in their home and their conversation. So she wanted to give a little bit more life to his legend. So it sounds very interesting. Starts Thursday and runs through September 29th. So if you're interested, get out there this month.
Chopin Theater, 1543 West Division Street. Another theater, this one in Rogers Park, and they've been around for almost 40 years. They need a little help. What's going on with the Lifeline Theater,
yeah,
Seamus?
Lifeline Theater, it's at 6912 West Glenwood. That's right along the west side of the L tracks in Rogers Park. I was there last year, and this is a great little theater. It's 95 seats. They do small productions, and they've been kind of struggling ever since the pandemic. I would say they haven't fully bounced back after their 42-year run there. So they've been doing a fundraiser, trying to come up with about $200,000 to keep the lights on. They're more than halfway there, but it sounds like they've had to cut back some productions, and they're not doing as much as they used to do. So it's a worthy cause. It's a great... one of those just, you know, small theaters. They're all over the city, and Rogers Park's got several of them, but this is a very, very cool one, so check it out. There's a story at blockclubchicago.org with just more information about how you can be a financial supporter of the Lifeline Theater.
I think my favorite Block Club story today is a possible, can we call it, a shipwreck on the north branch of the Chicago River.
I was 100% going to call it a shipwreck. Yes, we take it as our duty to chronicle the weird and mysterious, and I think this one counts. There's been a pretty large sized boat that it was moored along the Western Avenue, underneath the Western Avenue Bridge of the North Branch, and it's been a couple months now, and it's just slowly getting worse and worse. It is now almost fully underwater. The cabin is full. It's tipped on its side. It's now covered with graffiti, because that happens. And and no one really knows who owns it. All the folks that work on the river, from the kayakers to the urban rivers folks to the friends of the river, they've been sort of chronicling this and hoping it gets removed, because it's a hazard for other boaters. It shouldn't be there. It's not great to be floating in the river anyway. So it's called the Toy Box. So if you own the Toy Box Theater, please show up at the Western Avenue Bridge of the North Branch and retrieve it. But yeah, this is, you know, it's become sort of a hot potato of whose job is it to get rid of it. Ultimately, it's the owner would pay for the salvage, but if the owner is not interested in salvaging it or paying the bill for it, it goes to the U.S. EPA, which doesn't do a lot of this work. So it kind of bounces around. But the Coast Guard's been monitoring it, warning other boaters not to crash into it at night or anything like that. But we'll keep tabs on the toy box and then see if anyone skulks down there and tries to recover it quietly.
Shipwreck in the Chicago River, divvy bikes in Lake Michigan. It's been
chaos.
Strange
chaos
summer here.
There.
And finally, this is a weird story, too, because there was a claim, turned out to be false, that went viral on social media, amplified by Elon Musk, about migrants taking over a Chicago building. Fill us in on this, Seamus.
Yeah, this is a strange one, sort of a a statement on what social media can do, for good or bad. It started off as a 911 call that is that did happen, where it said there's 32 migrants from Venezuela armed. They'd taken over an apartment building in the 6100 block of King Drive. The police did show up, found nothing there, didn't even do a police report, but someone got a hold of the audio for the 911 call, and it's been spreading it around as truth, and it's gone to a bunch of different viral accounts, and then Elon Musk himself, owner of Twitter, X, re-shared it with exclamation marks, and that really made it take off. So lots of people all over the world now think we're under occupation at one of these buildings. It's not true, and they're just, you know, they're spreading bad information. And it sounds like similar things have happened in other cities where these rumors get started and they get spread by people all over the country. So we're trying to debunk that one in Chicago. There is not a armed encampment in the 6100 block of South King.
Good to know. Extremely local news from Block Club Chicago. More at blockclubchicago.org. Seamus Toomey, thank you, sir.
Thanks, Bob.